My name's Ali Roy, and I'm really delighted to be here today with Darren Sharp, and we're going to be talking about the relationship between peer research and social action. Darren, do you want to just start by just telling us who you are and where you work?
Okay, hi Ali. Yeah, so my name is Darren Sharp. My background's really in sociology and policy making. I'm the Deputy Director based at the Institute for Connected Communities at the University of East London.
Darren, do you want to kick us off? Why do you think this relationship between peer research and social action is an important one?
Research for change, when it's in the hands of the citizens, whether it's young people or older people, is more, I think, more rapid, quicker research. And it's research which is kind of aiming to tackle a solution, what may be in your local community, in your region, or a national problem. And this research is really research in the hands of young people, the citizens, and working with other peers, you're actually looking at the different dimensions, the complexity, and potentially ways to solve that problem. And so for me, I guess research for change is about giving power back to the citizen, giving all power back to the young person, them going out to actually work on a defined problem, which is being shaped by your peers, and working with your peers, actually trying to find solutions. The later part, in terms of creating change from that research, is actually connecting with change makers, which may be your ed teacher, it may be your local councillor, it may be local business. But it's actually research for change is about collecting the evidence and using evidence to influence the local change, what comes out of your research and the ideas from your peers.
That's great, Darren. So just to kind of reflect back a couple of things that I've heard there and what you've said, you know, I've heard something about different forms of expertise, you know, kind of traditional forms of expertise versus maybe citizen expertise. Mm-hmm. I've heard something about the context of, you know, where this research happens, of who's involved. You know, you use the kind of idea of it's research in the hands of citizens and citizen defined solutions.
Yeah.
That there's something about the pace of it. Yeah. That maybe the pace is quite important because people want to see outcomes related to their investment. But that also involves engaging change makers, engaging with people who have a stake or a power in helping create solutions or changes to this subject.
And so I would just extend or expand by saying, just understanding the local ecosystem, understand your partner, the stakeholders, kind of strategic aims and priorities, and try and work with it as opposed to against it in order to achieve your kind of social change and your aims. And just be prepared, linking to that, to negotiate. It's all about relationships and negotiation. And the evidence is the capital you're bringing to the table or bringing to the relationship. But ultimately, change is all about just influencing how people think, feel, and see a particular problem. And that involves a relationship, which involves negotiation.
I think that's a lovely way to finish. I love that idea of the ecosystem and that idea of thinking, feeling, and seeing. Any final words? A single sentence to finish.
I would say it's very corny, but enjoy the experience, and it's an enriching experience, both the research and the social change elements.